Today we'll be doing the 29th paragraph in the second mamar. Oz behiskariv yimeha Pesach, when Pesach arrives, yamim she'enom besod yamos olam hazeh, days which are not rooted in this world, they're above this world. Behiskariv yamim shehim shel ora shel simcha v'shiras gan eden, these days of light, of joy, and of shiras gan eden, the song of gan eden arrives. Kaneshama b'marom gam navsho atol hagan eden shoefes v'ha Pesach b'shtokeke. So your neshama is yearning, is craving that time period of Pesach, which represents the experience of Gan Eden. Yom vayom hu miskarev, you get closer each day. Gufo kvar mechin befoal estzarchi v'chashos hachag benavsho kvar mischamemes keneged oro hamofia meirachok. So your guf is already, you know, gearing up for Pesach, and your nefesh already feels the light of Pesach coming when it's already even when it's a little bit far away. Kvar yigial bedikas chametz, once you get to bedikas chametz, dricha rishon al miftan hachag, that's you're like knocking on the door of Pesach. Kedoshin zechonim levra, Chazal tell us that Pesach is a symbol of Ahava. Ve'ish believe Atim Yeshev V'Yachkor Limto Tamu Svara Lama Dafka Av. And a person who has a closed heart, who doesn't have this connection to spirituality, will sit there and try to figure out why is Pesach symbolic of love. Avalu Einot Tzarach Lachkor Levakish Rimazim. He doesn't have to look for hints, for allusions. Ba'alil Margeshu Belibo Es Kol Mitzvos HaPesach Zehiru Yosav V'Dik Dukav. But a person realizes, they sense that all of the mitzvos of Pesach are all about the nuances, the details of elevating yourself. It's not just like a king who decrees on his servants to do certain things. It's like a father who hugs his youngest child. The father, he's not just commanding the son to do something, but he's trying to persuade the child in a positive, in a loving way. And the son runs with all of his power, with all of his strength. And he doesn't cool down. He's not losing that passion, that energy to serve his father. And he continues to add on, he does even more than what his father expects of him. He rejoices in listening to his father, and he does even more than what his father wants. As he prepares for Pesach, he continues to take upon himself more chumros. From the fact that he senses the love of his father of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking down with mercy, with pity on all of his actions. Whether it's a place where there is chametz or not chametz, he searches in every single room, even though technically you don't have to search in places where you never brought in chametz. He goes into all the nooks and crannies. He looks behind the oven. Gets on all fours and goes under the bed. He's such a passion to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to be so medactic on all the halachos that he's not going to be satisfied with just following the regular Ikar Adin. Person gets so involved with the preparations for Pesach, the mitzvahs, and learning about Pesach, and kashering its kelim, and baking the matzos, and doing all the things that are in preparation for Pesach. Yesh lo kfar matzah beveso, af shel shmura, person has even shmura matzah in his house already. Avo bizman shebeis hamikdash haya kayim, uvefalter in hamelech, darnu ba'a b'sha zo el hechal kacho, v'hiskaravnu lo karban. But during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, so we would come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace, we would stay there, we would bring karbanos to him, as hod kedusha savinu malkinu ayin b'ayin reinu, we would see this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would sense his holiness. V'yachad mechavatzelos hasharon kenesis Yisrael b'amarom shira shayinu, we would sing this song to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'halel el melech HaKavod zimarnu, we would sing songs of praise to Hashem. V'ato hakol nilkach mitan, we've lost all of that. Aval avinu me'az gamat alanu, as ahavasov yasir aso, min ha'ishu min hacherev hitzalnu v'libeinu tamanu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through our love and our fear for him, he spared us from the fire, from the sword. V'es halel kemo mi lefanim, and we still praise him the way we used to. Gamato lefanav nashir, we still sing in front of him. Lo avilus, lo atzos, misor ato, we don't feel sadness or depression. Rag gagua maria, sod kedusha, so v'el mishkan kvodum yaz misor rimbanu, rather we have a yearning, a desire to be back to the spot that we once were. Ha-nefesh misgaberes, it was called ha-mechitzos shoveres, our nefesh overpowers, and we want to break down all those barriers that separate between us and Hashem. Hevdel ha-makom lo ya'atzruha, that separation between us and Hashem is not going to stop us. Mercha kazman lo ya'friuha, and the distance of space and time is not going to prevent us. In geshem v'lo gvula, there's no boundary, there's no amount of physicality that can stop us from connecting to Hashem. V'yacharim yotzim Mitzrayim yilifanim v'im makrivi ha-pesach ba-mikdash, and together with the people who left Mitzrayim and those who offered the carbon pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, and who the matas avodas kedoshenu, we do the holy work of Hashem. Gufenu es hamatzos ofa v'nishmasenu oreges kosef es v'yas halel shara. We are spiritually baking matzos and singing shiros to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to connect to that point that we once were at. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 29th paragraph tomorrow.